Habemus Papam. The world was transfixed in April as the papal conclave elected Chicago native Robert Francis Prevost as Pope Leo XIV. An American pope? What? Predictably, because America, many in the U.S., and especially in Chicago, treated the selection of the new pope as if their team had earned the number one pick in the NFL draft. The memes and celebrations were everywhere. And the Bears announced they were canceling plans for a new stadium in either Chicago or Arlington Heights and would now move to Rome if the Italians would provide financing. Okay, well, that last part isn't true. Still, to be clear, I loathe the Catholic Church. It's offered the world little beyond violence, corruption, largesse, sexism, and most heinously, the destruction of thousands of lives through institutionalized abuse of young people. If it were up to me, I'd shut down the whole thing and turn the Vatican into a water park. At the same time, I'm well read on its history and its impact on the world. I'm enthralled by St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City, which I visit every time I'm there. And I'm fascinated by the entrenched Roman Curia that runs the organization. Does Pope Leo understand his assignment? The Catholic Church is in a perilous financial state, and the Vatican Bank is rife with corruption. A conservative movement exists among laity and some cardinals to return the church to its traditional roots. Women continue to be treated as second-class citizens within the church. Now, the new pope most certainly takes the reins at a perilous time for his church. And much like an approaching tsunami, this reality show will be both terrifying and captivating to watch. I'm Wester Worry. I'd be fine if the Bears moved to Rome. And that's my perspective.